Hillary Clinton will be accepting the nomination for president tonight in Philadelphia. Bob McCarthy from the Buffalo News joins us this morning. Hillary's going to have a pretty tough act to follow after having watched President Obama's speech last night.
Well, I don't think there's any question about that, Howard. He was pretty fired up last night, and almost as if he was kind of been waiting for a chance to go after Donald Trump. And that's just exactly what he and all the other speakers at the convention did last night. And it's, part of the pattern here that everyone comes out and has their say about a man that they consider not to be fit for the presidency. And when you kind of lump that into his own experience yesterday about talking about actually inviting Russia to kind of hack into American emails and try to find the missing emails of Hillary Clinton, well, he kind of fed them some raw meat there, and that's exactly what everyone did come up and just kind of gobbled that right up and spit it right back out at the convention last night.
There were a lot of very dramatic speakers last night. Joe Biden, I guess, gave a great speech, which I did not get to see. But I also understand the former mayor of New York, Michael Bloomberg, spoke. And this is a guy who's been a Republican and is now, at least for one night, a Democrat.
Yeah, and he's been a Democrat before. He said this last night. He's been a Democrat, a Republican, and now he's an unaffiliated voter, an independent. And he's the one who come up and talked about all of his managerial expertise at running the nation's largest city for 12 years, and then said what we need in the White House is a sane, competent person. And so you can see what the theme is here and what the message is that they're trying to drive home. And the other part of Mayor Bloomberg being there is the appeal to unaffiliated independent voters, people who are not Democrats or Republicans. And they are the crowd who could very well turn this election. And, you know, don't forget, for all of the bounce that's coming out of the Democratic convention, most of the polls still find this a very close affair, especially in some of the swing states like Pennsylvania and Ohio.
We heard from another former New York City mayor yesterday. Rudy Giuliani spoke, not at the convention, but at a separate event.
Yeah, I went to an event that he and some other Republicans had in South Philly yesterday, and one of the things that he just was bringing up over and over was his experience as a former federal prosecutor. And yes, I would have prosecuted Hillary Clinton, he said, about the way she handled her emails while Secretary of State. And he made a very strong case for that. But, you know, it's also nothing new. And so you can see how these battle lines are shaping up for the general election. The emails are not going to go away. As far as the Republicans are concerned, they're going to continue to throw that at Hillary Clinton. And the Dems are going to say, we're not quite sure that the Republican candidate is fit for this job. And that's what you're going to see as a big theme throughout the whole thing, I think.
After a week of some pretty dramatic speeches by prominent Democrats, how good does Hillary Clinton have to be, not just with her content of her speech tonight, but with her performance of it?
You know, we talk about that in our story in the news today, and one of the pieces of advice that she would receive from Joe Slade White, if he were asked, would be to don't shout it and kind of just act presidential. My gut feeling is that that's exactly what you will see, that she won't be trying to be a rally master at the, you know, to some extent she will, but I think she's going to try to look as presidential and as in control of things as she possibly can. And she's going to call upon all of her experience, which is tremendous wealth of experience, and try to, I think, show what she will call a commitment to public service. And that has been a little bit previewed by Bill Clinton's speech the other night. And again, it's to draw a contrast between someone who has been involved in this all her life and a Donald Trump who is just jumping in. And then, by the way, the Republicans are going to play that up, too. They're going to say our guy has not been sitting around on the political and public payroll for his entire career. So that's what this is all about. That's how it's shaping up.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching that tonight, and I'm sure you are, too. And we will talk again. Thank you, Bob.
Sounds good.